献上祷告。
Father, we honor you, we worship you.
天父，我们尊崇你，我们敬拜你。
Father, there is a day that we are looking forward to.
天父，我们期盼将来有一天。
And that is a day that we will be in your presence and that we will see you seated on the throne.
天父，那一天就是我们能够亲眼见你，看到宝座上。
And Father, just like the book of Revelation described, we are going to hear those heavenly creatures say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty.
就像启示录里面所讲的七活物，他说圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
And we are going to join in the chorus that says, Worthy is you that receive, that should receive honor and blessing and power.
我们将会参加这个一切的敬拜，我们也说，坐在宝座上的是值得称颂的。
And Father, we will worship you, Father, as our Lord and our God.
我们要来敬拜你，是我们的天父。
And whatever crowns that you bestowed upon us, we will deposit in front of you.
你所赐给我们的冠冕，我们拿下来放在你脚前。
Father, we look forward to that day.
我们期盼着那一天的到来。
But Father, on this given day, Father, we are just not only mindful, Father, of heaven, but we are mindful, Father,what you do down here on earth.
主，我们今天不但是知道说，我们心里面想到说，主你要在天上做的，我们也想到你在地上所做的。
We want to continue to uphold your church here.
我们继续把我们的教会摆在你脚前。
Father, we pray, Father, for those who are weak, and we pray that you would strengthen them.
对软弱的弟兄姐妹，我们求你加添他们力量。
We pray, Father, for those who are ill, those who are struggling with physical needs. We pray thatLord, that you would heal them.
主，我们为那些身体有病痛的弟兄姐妹，求你医治他们。
And Father, we pray for even those who are hurt in some way, in some form. And Father, we pray that you would just comfort them.
主，求你医治那些心痛的人。
Father, we lift up this body of Christ, and we pray that we would be the witness that you want us to be.
我们也为我们这个基督的肢体来向你献上祷告，求你来医治我们。
We pray, Father, that through this church here, light will be shined.
求你透过我们这个教会来成为世上的光。
And collectively, under your guidance of your Spirit, that this light would shine very brightly here.
在圣灵的引导下，在这个地方能够成为明灯。
That all men and all women would know that indeed you are Lord and you are God.
让所有世人透过我们知道说，是的，主，你是那又真又活的主。
Bless us now as we go into your word.
在我们开始展开你的话语的时候，赐福给我们。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
这些祷告以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
If you have your Bibles, please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 10.
如果大家有圣经的话，麻烦翻到彼得前书二章四到十节。
Today I'll be speaking on the rock in our role.
今天我们要来读我们身份中的石头。
First Peter chapter 2 verses 4 through 10.
彼得前书二章四到十。
Charles, would you go ahead and read that for us?
在这边替大家恭读。彼得前书二章第四节，主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石。被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在这道理上绊跌。他们绊跌都因不顺从道理，他们也这样绊跌也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明者的美德。你们从前不算得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
May the Lord add His blessing to the reading and the preaching of His word.
求主赐福给读他的经、教导他的话的人。
When I was young, my parents decided to do something in the front yard.
当我年轻的时候呢，在孩子的时候，我父母亲他们想要在园子里面做一些事情。
The first part of the yard, they would have a grassy lawn.
他们这个有草地上，这个园子里面一部分，他们就是有草。
The second part of the yard, they would have a rock garden.
在另外一部分，他们就是用石头铺的啊这个园子。
Do you know what a rock garden is?
你们听过这个石头做园子吗？
A rock garden is just really a display of all sorts of rocks.
就只是一个不同各种各样的石头而已。
So in our front yard, we had big rocks and we had little rocks.
在我们院子里面有大石头，有小石头。
And of course, when I was really little, I was a bad little boy, and I would pick up that rock and I would throw it.
我小时候不是很乖，我常常就捡起小石头就丢，往其他人丢。
But there was plenty of rocks that was assorted in our front yard.
所以说这个院子里面有很多很多大小不同的石头。
Today I want to take you to a passage that what I would call is a rock garden.
今天我要来带大家读的经文呢，我可以说是一个是像石头园子一样。
You will notice that there are plenty of rocks in this passage.
我们今天会看到说在圣经里面有许许多多讲到石头的经文。
There is the precious rock.
有尊贵宝贵的石头。
There is the cornerstone.
有防角石。
There is the stumbling rock.
有绊脚石。
So in this passage, we're going to take a look at all these different types of rocks.
所以我们今天要来读这些各种不同的石头。
Have you ever noticed that in some of the Psalms it tells us that God is our rock?
有些诗歌我们唱到主是我们的磐石。
So what does that mean?
什么意思呢?
What are the implications of God being our rock? What does it mean?
它的意涵是什么呢?
Today I'm going to kind of take you into our text.
今天我们要来读到这些经文。
And as I do, we're going to take a look at some Old Testament passage, and then we're going to take a look at this New Testament passage.
我们会看看一些旧约、一些新约的章节。
Because the rock is mentioned throughout Scripture.
因为我们看到旧约新约整个圣经里面都充满了有关石头的记载。
So if it's mentioned throughout scripture, we should pay attention.
如果说这么多处都提到的话，我们应该要注意。
And let me tell you this, it's either one way or the other.
可能就是有两种可能。
Either we're going to see God as the rock of our salvation.
我们如果说有一种可能就是我们看到神是我们的拯救的磐石。
Or for many of us, if we reject, we would see him as a stumbling block.
对那些不接受的人就成为绊脚石。
Let's take a look at the history of rock.
我们来看看石头的历史。
I want to kind of begin in Deuteronomy chapter 32.
我们先来看看这个生命记。
One of the mentions of rock comes from the Song of Moses.
是从这个摩西他的颂赞来的。
In chapter 32 verse 4, Moses says, Lord is the rock.His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, of God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just and upright is he.
摩西在这边颂赞主说，他是磐石，他的作为完全，他所行的无不公平，是诚实无伪的神，又公义又正直。
Later, Moses would comment upon God as being the rock of our salvation. In other words, he is our deliverer.
接下来摩西说，他是我们拯救的磐石。
He also mentioned that, you know, the enemies, they trust in their rocks, but we, that is God's people, trust in God as their rock.
讲到我们的敌人，他们相信他们自己的石头，但是我们相信的是，这个坚固的磐石。
Brothers and sisters, God is our rock.
弟兄姐妹，主是我们的磐石。
His ways are constant and just and perfect.
他的行为是诚实无伪。
When you think about God as being our rock, we could think about He is sturdy, He is solid, we could count upon our Lord and our God.
我们想到主是我们的磐石，我们就知道他是不会更改，他是稳固的。
There is no deception in Him, there is no sin in Him, He is just and He is right.
他是诚实、无伪、又公义、又正直的。
And just like a rock, God delivers us, He fights for us, He protects us.
就像一个磐石，它保护我们，它拯救我们。
We could count on our Lord and our God.
我们可以依赖他。
In the Psalms, God is mentioned as being our rock.
在这个颂赞里面，我们看到主是我们的磐石。
Psalm 18:2 says this: The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
在诗篇十八章里面讲到说，耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的，他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
The psalmist is saying a lot about God as being his the rock.
在诗篇里面讲到说，又讲到主是我们的磐石。
He is using words that are descriptive of God being a rock, as being the deliverer, as being the stronghold.
讲到我们的拯救，我们的这个安我们的高台。
This is where, or this is whom I could feel protected under.
在主的膀臂下，我们是感到非常的安全的。
This is my stronghold.
是我们的一个山寨，一个岩石。
When I'm with under by this rock, or I'm with the rock, I have nothing to fear.
当我在这个石头下面的时候，我没有任何可以惧怕的。
Let me ask you, do you see God as your rock?
我问弟兄姐妹，你是不是把主看为我们的坚固的磐石呢？
Do you see God as your stronghold?
是不是把主看成我们坚固的山寨呢？
Do you see God as someone that you could entrust?
是不是我们可以把我们的信心放在他上面的呢？
The Psalm 31 tells us that God is our rock of refuge for us, a strong fortress to save us.
在诗篇三十一章这里面讲到说，主是我们这个保护，我们的堡垒。
And so the rock in other places of Psalms were used as a part of a fortress. And so when they describe the rock, they describe it as a fortress.
在诗篇里面许多地方提到主是我们的堡垒。
Psalm 46 talks about God being our mighty fortress.
在诗篇四十六篇讲到说，上主是我的坚固保障。
It inspired a German pastor to pen a hymn called "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God."
这个也这个启发了一位德国的宣教士，他写一首诗歌。
There's at least a dozen passage in the Book of Psalms that tells us that God is our refuge, God is our rock.
在诗篇里面有许许多多地方提到说，是的，主是我们的坚固保障，主是我们的避难所。
In other words, this is where we feel the most safest.
这就是我们感到最安全、最妥当的地方。
This is where we feel protected.
我们感到受到保护，感到受到稳妥的地方。
Because if God is our rock, this is where we flow, we go under His protection or His cover.
如果主是在保护我们，成为我们的保障的话，我们可以到他的膀臂之下来得到安全。
And if God is for us, who could be against us?
如果主是帮助我们，有谁可以抵挡我们呢？
So throughout the Old Testament, God is viewed as the rock, the protection, the deliverer.
所以在旧约里面，我们看到许多地方是主是我们的保障，是我们的拯救者。
Let's take a look at the New Testament.
我们看看新约怎么说的。
You know, Jesus himself, he talked about himself being the rock.
耶稣他也用石头来描述他自己。
But he uses it in a different light.
他是用不一样的方式来描述。
Jesus said, he is the rejected rock.
耶稣说他是所弃的，被所抛弃的石头。
In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, Jesus said to his disciples, Did you ever read in scriptures the stone which the builders rejected?This became the chief cornerstone, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
在马太福音二十一章里面，耶稣讲到说，匠人所弃的石头，已做了房角的那块石头，这是主做的，在我们眼中看为稀奇。
Jesus is referring to himself as being the chief cornerstone.
耶稣他用这个房角的那块石头来描述他自己。
And he is saying, this is the stone that the builders are rejecting.
他说这块石头是匠人所弃的。
In other words, those who are privileged, those who saw this whole develop, there are some that rejected Jesus.
所以就以色列人来讲，他们看到这个旧约的记载，他们丢弃了耶稣。
And that's why Jesus is saying, to some people, I am the rejected rock.
所以耶稣在这边讲到说，对有些人来讲，我是被弃的匠人所弃的石头。
Paul gives a similar description in Romans chapter 9 that is also similar to.Psalm 118, he says, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone of stumbling a rock of offense, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed.
保罗在第九罗马书第九章里面讲到说，就如经上所说，我在锡安放一块绊脚的石头，使人别人的磐石，信靠他的必不知羞愧。
In other words, he was saying that it is a stumbling rock, a rock that is offensive.
所以说在这边讲到是一个绊脚的石头。
And yet there's great reverence because those who believe in him will not be disappointed.
但是他也讲到说信靠他的人必不至羞愧。
Here's a quick application.
这是一个很一个我们想想他的应用。
There are times that when we talk to other people about Jesus,
有些时候我们看人别人分享福音的时候呢
There are two responses. Either people say, yeah, tell me more, or people say, no, that's okay.
有一个反应就是很有兴趣来告诉我更多，有一个反应就是我不想再听了。
Those who say, yeah, please tell me more, those are the ones who know that Jesus is the rock.
那些接受有兴趣的人，就是接受耶稣基督成为他的这个磐石的人。
And to those who kind of turn their way,
对那些这个拒绝的人来说呢
，They see Jesus as the stumbling rock, as the rock of offense.
耶稣对他们来讲就是绊脚石。
There are believers. There are times we mention the name Jesus, and some people can't even pronounce his name with reverence.
对有些相信的人来说，讲耶稣这个名字的时候，他们都是用存着敬畏的心。
In the New Testament, Peter had mentioned in the book of Acts.And he mentioned about preaching the name of Christ.
彼得在《使徒行传》里面有讲到说，讲到耶稣的名。
And he says that the name of Jesus Christ it is whom you crucified.
还讲到说，这个耶稣基督是你们所定的。
It is God who raised him from the dead.
是神要他从死里复活。
He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders which became the very cornerstone.
他是你们匠人所弃的石头，成为房角的那块石头。
There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given by men by which we have been saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名，我们可以靠着得救。
Brothers and sisters, we are only saved by one name.
我们唯有靠这个名来得救。
And that is the name of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的名。
Jesus is the stone. He is the rock.
耶稣是我们的拯救的石头。
The chief cornerstone and the foundation for our faith.
这是我们的房角石，是我们信仰的一个唯一的根基。
Brothers and sisters, you cannot have a Christian testimony without Christ.
我们在分享我们的见证的时候，不能没有基督。
You cannot have a gospel story without the Savior.
我们不能在福音里面没有耶稣基督。
If we say we have salvation, we need to have called Jesus.To be saved.
如果我们说我们是得救的，我们一定是靠着耶稣的名来得救。
You know, I realize that in the coming months we're going to have an all church baptism.
在接下来复活节的时候，我们会有全教会的受洗。
And there are many people that are preparing their Christian testimonies.
很多人在准备他们的受洗见证。
And so as they prepare their Christian testimony, they have to think when their salvation occurred.
在他们准备他们见证的时候，他们想想他们是什么时候得救的。
In other words, they have to write and recall when did they trust Jesus as their rock of their salvation.
他们要回想在他们生命里面来什么时候他们接受耶稣基督成为他们的生命中的磐石。
And when you hear somebody give their testimony,
当我们听别人在分享他们见证的时候
I hope you will hear the rock of the salvation.
我希望你们能够听到这个拯救的磐石。
I hope you will hear when they trusted Christ as their Savior and Lord.
我希望你们听到他们把他们的生命交给耶稣基督，成为他们的救主。
I hope you will hear about the cross and how Christ died for our sins.
我希望你们听到耶稣基督他怎么样在十字架上受死为我们的缘故。
Brothers and sisters, do you have a testimony such as that?
弟兄姐妹们，你们的见证有像这样子吗？
Have you trusted the rock of our salvation?
有没有信靠我们所信的这个耶稣基督成为我们磐石呢？
You can't have a Christian testimony without Christ.
我们的见证不能没有耶稣基督。
We have taken a look in such a short span of time, both the Old Testament and the New Testament, of how God is viewed as a rock.
我们刚刚短短时间看到旧约和新约，他怎么说怎么说石头。
And now let's get into our text here.
我们来看看我们今天的章节。
I want to highlight a couple of mentions of description of rocks.
我来提醒大家这里面所讲到石头的地方。
There are six of them, at least six or seven of them.
这边至少有六七处。
First of all, there is one that says it's the living stone.
第四节讲到说活石。
And so we're talking about a rock that is living.
我们讲到是活的石头。
Scripture tells us death had no master over Christ.
在经文里面讲到说死不再做他的主。
Christ is the life-giving spirit. He is the giver of eternal life.
基督是叫人活的灵, 他是赐永生的主。
And so in this particular reference, it is a very positive term. He is the living stone.
活石是一个很正面的一个词。
And even in the midst that he is a living stone, this is a positive description. There are some that embraced him, and it says that some, what, rejected him.
这边讲到活石，很多人是接受他，也有很多人拒绝他。
The other stone I want to make mention to you is the cornerstone.
你们讲到是房角石，第二个。
That Christ is the foundation to the church.
耶稣，基督是教会的根基。
And so, what usually meant by the cornerstone, this is where the house was going to be built.
房角石就是我们房子开始建造的时候第一块石头。
You have to start somewhere. And it begins with the cornerstone.
在当时建造房子的时候，第一块石头就是房角石。
And so our faith has to start somewhere. It begins with the chief cornerstone.
我们的信心就是从这个房角石开始展开的。
Christ is foundational to our faith. Christ is foundational to our church.
基督是我们信心，也是我们教会的根基。
Another description here about another rock that we see here is that he is. Jesus is referred to as the rejected stone.
第三个地方讲到是耶稣是被丢弃的石头。
Let's say this, the blueprint was evident.
我们在这样说，就是这个蓝图是很明显的。
God had mentioned through prophecies, God had mentioned through His Word.
神透过先知在经文里面已经讲到了。
The cornerstone was referenced.
怎么讲到说房角石，所以说在经文里面都知道是什么意思。
And for some people, they could not see it.
对有些人，他们就是没有看见。
Remember, all those religious leaders, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the priests, and people, they rejected Christ.
这些法利赛人、撒都该人，他们都没有办法看到耶稣就是那房角石。
They missed out on calling on Christ for their salvation.
耶稣在呼召的时候，他们就拒绝了。
Another mention about a stone that is mentioned here is the chosen and the precious stone.
再接下来是被拣选或是宝贵的石头。
When we think about the chosen, we think of by God's will.
我们讲到被拣选是神的意志。
And we think about precious stones, we think about something that is valuable, right?
我们想到这个宝贵的是有价值的。
Now in this part of the country, historically, we know that there are some precious stones and there's stones that are worthless, right?
我们在加州，我们知道说，在过去有很多淘金，有一些宝贵的这个石头，有一些其实不是那么值钱的石头。
Historically, here in this particular state, remember the gold rush.
我们知道说，这个淘金热，在过去历史的时候，在加州。
Those are precious. Those are valuable stones. They're worth something.
有些石头是非常非常珍贵的。
And there are certain stones that we see all the time that are worthless.
有些其他我们平日看见的石头，他们根本不值钱。
How Jesus is described here is he is described as a precious stone. This, in other words, God is valuing this, him.
这边耶稣讲到说是珍贵的时候，也就是主是珍视耶稣基督的。
Now, if God is chosen and God is valuing him, we should also choose him and we should also value our Lord and our God.
如果我们的天父如此珍视，如此爱护，如此看重耶稣基督的话，我们也应当这样子来行。
Not everybody values God as precious.
不是所有人都把主视为宝贵的。
And that is why there is another stone that is mentioned, that is the stumbling stone.
在接下来，也就是讲到说，是绊脚石。
As I mentioned before, there's also the offensive stone.
这我们看到就是很对有些人是很厌恶的。
Let's take a look at the stumbling stone. In other words, it is approved by God.
这个绊脚石是也是神所摆在那里的。
But yet it is rejected by men.
但是是人所拒绝的。
How could people ever notice how what people say about Jesus?
我们有没有知道我们常常听到有些人他们拒绝怎么样拒绝耶稣吗？
Some mention Jesus as their savior.
有些人称耶稣基督成为他们称为他们的救主。
Some profane his name in cursing.
有些人是在这个脏话里面，或是用这个这个嬉笑的方式来说耶稣的名。
And so I ask you, how do you mention the name of Jesus?
我们是怎么样来提耶稣的名呢？
Do you praise the name of Jesus, or do you curse the name of Jesus?
我们是称颂主的名，还是我们来用用咒诅的方式来讲他的名呢？
The last stone is the offensive stone.
最后是讲到令人厌恶的石头。
Ever wonder why people don't even want to?His name being called out.
有些人他们连耶稣基督的名字都不想要听到。
Because they sometimes they feel it's offensive to him to them.
因为这些人认为耶稣的名字是很厌恶的。
And so that is why there is times that Jesus is referred to as a rock of offense.
所以说有些时候有人指耶稣其实是一个令人厌恶的绊脚石。
Okay, let's take a look at how Jesus is a rock.And how it plays a role in our lives.
我们来看看耶稣基督如果是石头的话，我们在我们的生命里面怎么样来看耶稣基督。
We have taken a look both in Old Testament and New Testament in a very short span at how Jesus is the rock of our salvation.
我们刚刚看到这个短时间内，我们看到旧约、新约关于石头的记载，我们也看到耶稣基督他称他自己是房角石。
We are also taking a look at how Jesus is portrayed as.A precious stone, but also as a stumbling stone.
我们也看到耶稣基督，他称他自己是一个宝贵的石头。我们也看到他是一个绊脚石。
So how does this play into our lives?
这个对我们的生命来讲有什么意义呢？
Let me submit to you that we are pictures of Christ.
我来先告诉大家，我们有基督的形象。
In verse 4 and 5, it says, "You yourselves are living stones."
说你们是活石。
In other words, you are the living testimony of what Christ has done in your life.
也就是我们是活生生主的见证。
And so what you say, how you live your life, how you choose to live, it either gives testimony and praises to God or it doesn't.
所以说我们的言行，我们所做出来的事情都是主的见证。
We are pictures of Christ.
我们是基督的形象。
There are times when people look at us and we are the best representative of Christ to them.
有些时候我们所经历的人他们看到我们可能看到是他们所经历的说最好的基督的形象。
In other words, how we live and what we say, it bears witness of Christ to them.
也就是说我们的言行都是主美好的见证。
Have you ever had somebody come up to you and says,Your life is different.
有没有人曾经告诉你说你有点不一样。
Has there ever come up to you and say, there is something special about your life. I can't figure it out, but you're much different from other people.
有没有人曾经告诉你说你的生命好像跟别人很不一样。
Your life stands out. Your life stands out from other people.
你的生命跟其他人比较起来与众不同呢。
You know what's happening?
你知道是怎么回事吗？
They are knowing that you are a living stone.
因为他们了解到，他们看到你是主的活石。
And this is a great opportunity to say, Do you know why my life is different? It's because of Jesus Christ.
这是一个很好的机会，就是来分享主的福音，来告诉你的朋友说，你知道我的生命为什么不一样吗？因为耶稣基督。
To the world that doesn't know Christ, we are a picture of Christ.
所以对那些不信主的人我们是耶稣基督的活石是他的形象。
The word of God says that we are the living stones. We ourselves are the living stones being built up in a spiritual house. In other words, the church.
这边在讲到说我们是活石是建造在灵宫里面。
We are a picture of Christ.
我们是耶稣基督的形象。
The second thing that we are placed in Christ.
第二个是我们是被安放在基督里。
We are living stones that are being put together in a house or a temple.
我们这些活石是被放在主的宫里面。
Now remember, we are all being built on the chief cornerstone, and that is Christ.
我们知道说房角石主要房角石是耶稣基督。
The book of Ephesians tells us yeah, Christ is the cornerstone, but we are being fitted together as a growing temple in the Lord.
在以弗所书里面讲到说，耶稣基督是房角石，我们是被建造建造在这个使徒和先知里面。
So I got to tell you a story. There was one day that there was a leaky pipe in my parents' house.
我想要跟大家分享一个故事，就是有一天呢，我爸妈的房子有一个水管在漏水。
And I said, okay, I'll fix it. You know, just replace the pipe, right?
我想这个是简单的一个工作，我来帮他换个水管就好了嘛。
So I took the leaky pipe and I took it out and I went to the hardware store and got a replacement.
如果我就把这一段这个漏水的水管把截下来，然后拿去买一个新的。
So I began to kind of screw this, you know, adjust it and screw it in.
那所以我开始来帮他拧回去的时候呢。
And as I was adjusting in, I found out that it was just a little bit short.
我发现买的这个材料有一点点的短缺。
Now when it comes to pipes that has water going through, you can't have it just a little bit short, right?
如果是水在里面流的话，你差一点点都不行。
So I'm going, what do I do?
所以我想说该怎么办呢？
So first, I tried it on my own strength. I tried to just kind of, you know, move it together, right?
我一开始用我自己的力气，想说这两个可不可以兜在一起。
And I guess I'm not strong enough because I couldn't get the two pieces together.
我可能力气不太够，所以这两头都不在一起。
So next thing I did was I take a hammer.
所以接下来我就拿一个锤子。
Okay, I softly did it at first.
我一开始是轻轻的敲。
But you should see that pipe because there was a couple of dents in it.
你可以看到这个，想象这个上面已经有很多的这个我敲的痕迹了。
So I might have given it a little extra whack to fit it in.
所以我可能越敲越用力。
So through all this trying to get it in through all this muscle as well as trying to bang it in, I finally got it to fit.
我终于这个最后用这个锤子狂敲猛打以后，终于都在一起了。
Of course, I put a lot of glue around it too. As well.
当然，我也放了很多的这个胶带、胶水，这个以防在漏水。
But it took me over an hour to fit it together.
花了差不多一个小时的时间把这两个能够弄在一起。
I realized it wasn't an easy fit.
我终于发现说这个其实不是一个简单的工作。
Brothers and sisters, when we are placed in Christ, when we are placed in the church,
弟兄姐妹，我们在放在教会里面的时候呢？
There are times that sometimes it's going to take a while. It's going to take a lot of effort to kind of fit together.
很多时候主要这个来磨练我们，来塑造我们，花很久的时间才能够成为他的心意。
Now some of you, I look at you and I said, you guys are easy. You guys are fit really perfectly.
我看到很多弟兄姐妹真的你们的真的就是被主所塑造的，很容易就在这个主的大家庭里面。
And I admit there's some of us, and maybe it's myself that.We need a little banging to kind of fit into the congregation, right?
有些其他人就像包括自己这个需要主的磨练来才能够慢慢的成为合适的一个建材。
The idea of being fitted together is that we would be united.
这个主要的目的呢，就是我们能够联合在一起。
There are some pieces, there are some people that are going to be very fitted very easily.
有些材料，有些人他们可以很容易的来再合在一起。
And there are some pieces that are going to take some adjusting to fit together.
有些材料它必须要磨练敲敲打打才能够合在一起。
There are times that we as a church we have to adjust to others to help them to fit in to our church, right?
很多时候我们也要迁就别人，或是来在接受主的磨练才能够合一。
And there are some times that people have to adjust to fit into our church.
有些时候是别人也要受到主的来敲敲打打，那才能够合在一起。
And like I said, some are going to fit easier, and some it's going to be a little bit more difficult to fit in.
有些人是比较容易，有些人可能要花点时间。
But if we have faith and if we are built upon Christ as our being our cornerstone, we are being fitted together.
如果我们有对主有信心，我们也相信这同一位主，相信主是我们的房角石的话，我们最终都会合在一起的。
And as we're being fitted together, we will give witness as we are united together.
当我们联合起来的时候，我们就能够讲述主的美好的见证。
We are living stones that are being built into the spiritual house of God.
我们就像活石一样被建造成为神的灵宫。
And how we fit together, how we work together, how we love together, it all plays a factor.
我们怎么样来在在彼此来委身，彼此来配搭，彼此烧受神的这个敲打，这都是最后成为这个灵工的一部分。
Can I ask you how are you fitting in the body of Christ?
我可以问弟兄姐妹们，我们怎么样来在这个灵工里面成为主的活石呢？
Maybe it's going to take some effort on your part to fit in more in the fellowship.
很多时候是在我们团契里面，我们必须要接受主的磨练。
Sometimes people say, "Well, no one talks to me."
有些时候人说，没有人来跟我说话。
Let me tell you, sometimes people don't want to talk to the pastor.
很多时候没有人想跟牧师说话。
So what do I have to do? Sometimes I have to go and talk with others.
很多时候我们必须要踏出这个第一步，去跟别人开始讲话。
Maybe that's how we fit in. Maybe we have to take initiative in going to others.
或许这就是我们必须要做的第一步，就是开始这个对谈，跟人家交谈。
Maybe it is offering an extended hand.
或许来帮助别人，伸出这个友谊的手。
Maybe it is calling up somebody else in the church.
或许是打电话给这个教会的肢体。
Or maybe it is inviting others to come over to your house to eat.
或许是邀请别人来家里用餐。
Now I said, come over to your house, not you go over there.
不是，就是邀请别人来，不是我们自己不请自来。
But I wouldn't put it past that you go over to other people's houses too as well.
很多时候，这个就是我们建立一个教会肢体的方式。
Do you know how the New Testament churches grew?
我们看到新约圣经里面教会怎么增长的吗
？There was such a good fitting, there was such a closeness that regularly they were going to each other's houses.
他们彼此的来这么的紧密，他们常常到彼此的家里面去拜访。
Now, granted, you may say, "Well, my house is very, very small."
有些人说我们的房子很小。
But you know what? The Lord may bless you when people come over.
但是我知道，当人们来的时候，主就会赐福给我们。
You may have a small house, but we have a big church.
你或许有一个小的房子，但是我们有一个大的教会。
And be open to how God may bless you in fellowship.
我们对神的作为不要限制。
Be both a giver of love and also a recipient of love.
我们不但成为这个爱的出口，也要成为接受别人爱的一个愿意接受别人的爱。
Brothers and sisters, we're all in this together.
我们都在一起的。
You know, there are a few occasions that sometimes my mind goes astray.
有些时候我在胡思乱想。
And so I kind of wonder what happens if there was a really an emergency situation.
想到有些时候如果有紧急情况的时候怎么办？
Whose house would I go to?
我要去谁的家里呢？
I would probably go to the one who has a boat just in case of floods.
如果说有是水灾的话，我可能要去一个有船有人家里面有船的地方。
Or maybe I would go to the house of someone who knows how to cook without the stove. You know, like.Knows how to make a fire and cook.
可能如果说没有瓦斯，没有办法生火的话，可能去一个可以这个在野外求生的一个人的家里。
Or maybe I would go to the one who has the knows how to nurse or is a doctor.
就或许一个这个医护人员去他们家里面，他能够医治我，如果生病的话。
Just in case I'm hurt.
如果说我生病，如果受伤的话。
Sometimes I think this way.So don't be surprised if I show up at your door.
所以说我在门口按电铃，你这个不要太惊讶。
But shouldn't we think this way when it comes to the church?
所以说我们在讲到教会的时候，不应该也是这样子吗？
There are some of you that you are a blessing, and every time I talk with you, you pick me up.
很多弟兄姐妹都是我们教会的祝福，有时候在跟你们谈话的时候，你就让我能够更鼓舞我。
There are people in our midst that you could go to that could pick you up, that could edify you.
因为我们当中有许多弟兄姐妹跟他们谈话的时候，就能够受到建造，我们能够真的受到很大的鼓舞。
That is always good to see that person.
我们看到这些人就是很高兴。
There are some people that you go for specific help.
我们有些时候会到一些弟兄，去找一些弟兄姐妹，我们当有特别的需要的时候。
Because you know you would be cared for.
因为我们知道说这些弟兄姐妹他们会照顾我们。
You know that you wouldn't be judged, that you would just receive something, an act of mercy or an act of kindness.
我们知道这些弟兄姐妹他们不会论断我们，他们会给我们恩慈。
Brothers and sisters, that is what is mean to be placed in Christ. That is what is mean to be fitted in Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是在主里面怎么样彼此建造的意思。
We could test the unity is how we test the unity is how we test as far as how we're fellowshipping with one another.
我们试验我们当中的合一的时候，就是我们来看看试验我们彼此怎么样合怎么样来彼此互相的帮忙的意思。
In other words, fellowship doesn't happen just Friday nights or Saturday afternoon.
所以团契不只是在礼拜五、礼拜六或是周末的时候。
Fellowship could happen at any given time.
团契是任何时候、任何地方都可以的。
Just don't make it after midnight.
就是不要在午夜的时候就好了。
I'm just kidding there.
只是开玩笑的。
Lastly, not only are we placed in Christ, but we are also proclaimers of Christ.
最后我们也是在基督里的宣扬者。
So this is a reason why we are built on the chief cornerstone.
这就是在讲到说我们是在被建造在房角石上的。
There is a reason why we are the living stone.
我们被称为活石是有原因的。
And so later on in the verse it tells us that we are the chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. We proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这边讲到唯有你们是被拣选的族类，君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度，属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入光明时光明者的美德。
Brothers and sisters, you are chosen. You are elected for a certain reason.
弟兄姐妹，我们是被拣选的。
You are elected to not only receive salvation, but you're also elected to proclaim His excellency, to praise His name.
我们不只是被拣选，我们也是要来宣扬主的话语。
And so not only here do we proclaim His name, we give God's praise, but wherever we go, we proclaim His name.
不只是我们在教会里面，我们要宣扬他的名，我们也出去宣扬他的名。
We will go to places that are dark.
我们要到黑暗的地方去。
And we are to proclaim His light to those areas of darkness.
在黑暗的地方，我们也要宣扬主这光明者。
This is what is meant by being the proclaim His excellencies.
这就是在讲到说宣扬主的美德的意思。
God's praises should be on our lips, and we should be ready to share wherever we are.
主的名常常在我们的嘴唇上，我们要常常来宣扬他的名。
And not only do we need to do it here, but we also need to do it out there.
不只是在教会里面，也要在社区外面。
Brothers and sisters, are you proclaimers of Christ?
我们是不是主名基督的宣扬者
？Do you proclaim His excellencies?
我们有没有宣扬他的美德呢
？Can I make a one confession to you?
可不可以跟大家这个承认一点
？When I was young in my faith, When it came to singing songs of praise to God, I didn't sing much.
我一开始在这个刚信主的时候呢，在讲到宣扬赞美主的时候，我没有唱很多。
One reason, because if you would hear me sing, you would probably be turned off.
因为有一个原因就是我不是一个唱很好的人，唱歌唱得很好的人。
And so there was times and when I was a young college student, I would just say, just give me the message. I'm fine with that.
我在大学的时候常就是我可以 不唱歌我 就是告诉我这个经文的内容就好了这个讲到的内容就好我不需要唱歌这一段
But eventually God changed my heart
但是最后呢神改变了我的心
And I began to proclaim His excellency began to praise His name through song
我开始就是透过诗歌来赞美主的名
And so I didn't care if people heard me or not
我不管别人有没有发现我五音不全
But I would praise His name in song and in wonder.
但是我尽情的来用诗歌来颂赞我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, are you proclaiming the Lord in song and in wonders?
弟兄姐妹们，我们有没有用诗歌来赞美我们的主呢
？When God is our rock, we would be open to proclaiming His name.
当神是我们的主的时候，我们必须要来颂赞他的名。
If God is our salvation, we'd be open to proclaiming that salvation to others.
如果主是我们的拯救的话，我们也要颂赞他。
God is not only who you could trust; God is someone that you could proclaim.
主不但是我们可以信靠的，也是我们必须要来颂赞的。
Brothers and sisters, let's proclaim His name and excellency.
弟兄姐妹，我们来一起来宣扬他的名，我们来颂赞他的名。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Father in heaven, we understand that when you looked down on Christ, you saw Him as precious, as a cornerstone.
亲爱的天父，我们知道，当你看到基督的时候，你看他为房角石。
And Father, we pray that as we look at Christ, that we would see the same thing, that He is precious, that He is our chosen cornerstone.
主也帮助我们，当我们看到基督的时候，我们也知道他也是我们的方教师。
Father, we pray, Father, that we would give what is due to you, that we would proclaim your excellency without any hesitation.
主求你帮助我们，让我们没有保留的来颂赞你，把所有该归你的都归给你。
And Father, that we would proclaim your gospel message without any hesitation to others.
主帮助我们没有任何保留的来宣扬主你的福音。
Father, we realize that we are part of the church here.
我们了解我们是教会的一部分。
And Father, we realize that for some of us, even though we've been here for many years, we're still fitting in.
主，我们也知道说，即使我们有些当中有些人在教会很多年了，还是在试着要来这个融入这个教会家庭。
In other words, we still have to make an effort, Father, to continue to be united in the fellowship.
主，我们也了解很多时候我们必须要这个花很多的努力来来合成为一个合一的家庭。
And Father, maybe it's this week we would be prompted by your Spirit to fellowship with one another.
主，或许就是这个礼拜我们能够我们会被圣灵提醒，然后我们能够来做一些事情，成为一个这个教会的家庭的一部分。
Not simply on a Friday night, but maybe on another day or another evening.
不只是在星期五的晚上而是在其他的周间的其他时候，我们愿意来踏出这一步。
Father, help us to be open.
主，帮助我们来开放我们的心。
Help us to also open our own doors.
也开放我们家门。
That we may receive the other brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们来接待其他的弟兄姐妹。
Father, we pray for unity within their church.
主，我们为教会的合一来祷告。
We pray this in Christ's name.
那祷告奉。